Mr. President, on Slovenia's questions on measures in place to combat ageism, eliminate age discrimination in all its forms, and protect the human rights of older persons, Ghana submits that Article 37(2)(b) of its constitution requires the state to enact laws to protect and promote the basic human rights and freedoms of the aged. Mr. President, in accordance with this provision and SDG goals 1, 3, 11, and 16, there's currently a draft bill on aged persons which has been presented to Cabinet for approval. The bill focuses on, among others, advancing human rights of the aged, specifically their economic, social, and cultural rights. Importantly, the bill seeks to ensure gender equality among older persons. Also in Ghana, persons above 70 years are exempted from payment of premium on national health insurance. Additionally, pension funds have been exempted from Ghana's current debt restructuring program, and pensions payable to pensioners are not taxable. Now, on the question from the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland on how government is continuing to advance the position of women and girls and protect them from discrimination, we submit that Article 17(2) of Ghana's constitution prohibits discrimination on the grounds of gender. Ghana has been gradually increasing the number of women at decision-making levels. The measures taken to advance the position of women and girls and protect them from discrimination include the creation of the Girls Education Unit, which facilitates and advocates the education of the girl child and undertakes regular sensitization and awareness creation programs to encourage families to send girls to school. The government's action in securing that education professionals receive gender training is also ongoing. And barriers to girls' basic education until junior high school is being gradually taken away. Through the Back to School campaign, the girl child who gets pregnant have access to school after they have delivered. In answer to Spain's question on measures taken to ensure the effective protection and reporting mechanisms for victims of gender discrimination, it is submitted, Mr. President, that there is continuous sensitization programs through the Gender Ministry and other state institutions, such as the Domestic Violence and Victim Support Unit of the Ghana Police Service, on harmful cultural practices such as female genital mutilation and other discriminatory practices against women. These efforts have led to an increase in the reportage of gender-based violence and its related harmful practices. There is also on reporting mechanisms for victims of gender discrimination. The Commission on Human Rights and Administrative Justice has a fully operational stigma and discrimination reporting system, which can be used by vulnerable people. Also, the Domestic Violence and Victim Support Unit of the Ghana Police Service has branches across the country that receives, investigates, apprehends, and prosecutes perpetrators of harmful traditional practices. Thank you, Mr. President.